I wanted to tell you something very nice. Really, I realized that, again, we talked about it already, but I think that we need to clarify a few things on that issue of Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, he doesn't have no permission to touch the free choice of the human being. He cannot force you to do nothing. Really? You are deciding everything. Yetzer Hara is just a voice, it's just imagination that try to convince you to choose in a different way than the way that Hashem wants you to choose. So actually, it all stays in your head. It's like that you have, I don't know what, a friend, a bad friend, a bad neighbor, that he all of the time picking you and trying to convince you to break Shabbos, to go with him to, I don't know what, to clubs, to discotheques, to eat things that are treif, not kosher. And he's talking and talking and talking. Bottom line, if finally you're going to decide to listen to him, it's your fault. It's not his fault at all, and actually he wasn't the one that forced you to sin, because no one can force you to sin. En shaliach ledvar avera. No one can send a messenger to sin for him. You cannot tell someone, go and kill that person, and it's on my responsibility. If he decided to go and to do that, he took the responsibility on himself. He's the murderer, not you. Maybe you have a problem that you're corrupt, that you're a bad person, that you're doing horrible things. Okay, but you are not the one that murdered that person. And for sure, he is not exempt because you told him to. He's not exempt. So, Yetzer Hara is something that is just like Rabbeinu told us. It's imagination. It's dimyon. And to something that is imaginary, you don't have to listen. Don't have to listen. You shouldn't listen. And he cannot control your life. And he can tell you whatever that he wants, and he will. And on that, Rabbeinu said that everyone that wants to be kosher, he needs to prepare himself. You have thousands of up and downs. Thousands of them. Everyone. Don't imagine to yourself like that, no, from now on, things are going to be a lot easier. No, forget it. If you plan to keep on developing in Avodat Hashem, keep on growing, the Yetzer Hara is going to keep on growing with you, and we cannot cancel that. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When we are serving Hashem Yitbarach, the Yetzer Hara is not happy with it. The Yetzer Hara is fighting. And if he sees that we're growing, he's going to grow with us. He has to. This is his job. Hashem is sending him. So Hashem is doing something so horrible for someone that wants to serve him, because Hashem wants us to serve him L'shem Shamayim. L'shem Shamayim only for Hashem in Barach. Hashem wants to bring us to a beautiful place. To a place that we're not serving him out of our lust and desires. What can I achieve from Hashem? What can I achieve from the yeshiva? What can I achieve from Harav? What can I achieve from marrying my wife and having shalom bayit with her? What can I achieve? No. This is not the right approach. It's not the way. It will never gonna be the way. The only way is, what can I give to Hashem Yitbarach? What can I give to the yeshiva? What can I give to Harav? What can I give to my wife to make her happy? Those are the right thoughts. And every time that the Yetzer Hara is coming and is telling you, but look, you're losing and you're not gaining, and you're going to lose more, and look how much you're sacrificing and you're not receiving back, all of those thoughts are imagination. Imagination. If it would be allowed to make a tattoo, I would tell all of you to make a tattoo on your hand, to write it down. 100%. Yetzer Hara, it's bad thoughts. Yetzer HaTov, it's good thoughts. Rabbeinu said, good thoughts are coming from the righteous man, from the tzaddik. Bad thoughts are imaginations. If he's telling you that you're going to lose, based on what? Something in the hand of people? something in the hands of human beings? Everything is in the hands of Hashem. All of those fears and anxieties and bad thoughts and angers and frustrations and stress, it's all imaginations. Actually, check inside. Look carefully inside. Nothing goes on from outside. Nothing really happens. Just you have horrible thoughts inside. But reality, look to the sides. Everything is beautiful. Everything is developing. Everything is growing. People are happy. People are climbing. People are achieving huge things. everything is beautiful. Even in the most hard days of them all, in issues of Shalom Bayit, problems inside of the house, lack of money, if you're going to stop 1 second, that train of stress, of anxiety, and you're going to check, you're going to see that even though that you have all of those difficulties, you have a lot of things to appreciate Hashem on them, and to thank Hashem on them, and to be happy that you have the merit. If we have that merit to keep on serving Hashem Yitbarach and to be connected to Him, and the main connection, and it will never going to be changed, never, never, is according to the love, by the heart. Kutsha b'richu li babaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. You don't have hands, so you cannot do nothing. You don't have legs, so you cannot go to nowhere. You don't have brains, so you cannot think right. So why are you blaming yourself on your lackings? Hashem created you. One, He created him with no legs. One, He created him with no arms. One, He created him with no knowledge, with no wisdom, with no honesty even. He can create you to be a liar. This is who that I am. I'm a liar. This is me. What can I do now? Can I change it? I cannot. But I can want to be different. I can pray on that Hashem is going to help me to be something else than I am. I have all lust and desire. I'm so weak. I'm so tired. Omash, every day it's a ra. It's a rule, the Gemara is saying, it's Rosh El Adam, is overpowering on him, the Yetzirah, every day, wants to kill him, to make him crazy, to make him mad, to lose his mind 100%, wants to kill him every day. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to help that poor person, he will never going to win. Means that no matter what's going to happen, it's always going to stay in the hands of Hashem Baruch. And we need to know, to recognize the enemy. The enemy is a paper tiger. It's not exist. There is no real enemy. Rabbeinu is bringing that in the Sifurei Ma'asiyot, that there was a very wise person that he had he was standing in a certain test, and in that test he was supposed to enter to a certain garden. And people that were entering to that garden, they would feel like people are chasing after them over there, and they would get into crazy stress, and they would run and lose everything. And finally, if they had that merit to come out from that, I say mavoch,
maze.
They would come beaten and wounded and hurt and mamash. They like that. Really, there are demons over there in that place. Something horrifying. And they said the one that's going to be able to enter in peace and to come back in peace, this is one of the tests that that person had to go through. And when he entered over there, he saw that inside there is I don't remember exactly
statue
of a righteous man of the old king or something like that. What?
As an entrance.
On the entrance, that he was the sign of peace. That king that was standing there before. And when he entered over there, he realized that suddenly he started to feel the stress. The anxiety is overpowering on him. He felt like, oh, something is wrong. There are sometimes something is going on here. And he's looking to the sides. And he felt like soon he's going to start running. But he felt it. He was aware to himself. So he realized that actually nothing happens, and just those are feelings. So he went closer to that statue, and suddenly the peace came back. And then he went a little bit away from that statue, and he felt that stress again. From that we can understand the huge thing. The peace, you can receive it by connecting yourself to the righteous man, to the tzaddik. By you connecting yourself to the king, to the faith, to the righteous man, the one that leads us all with faith, when you connect yourself to him, you can breathe and nothing is happening. But when you're dividing yourself from him, separating yourself from him, and you're trying to do things on your own, and you want to grow, and you want to achieve, and you want to do this and that, and you're not consulting, sometimes you can decide that you're going to go and do 6 hours in Bodedut. And I saw it a lot of times with students here in this class, that they wanted to do 6 hours in Bodedut, and they went and done, and they haven't asked me on that before. And they came with horrible results from those 6 hours. They came without 6 hours after it, crushed. They came, I don't know, I was talking to Hashem for 6 hours, and they came brokenhearted. They came insulted from Hashem. They came with no siyata dishmaya, with no help from heaven on the did bodedut. Because sometimes there are things that it's not allowed to do 6 hours in bodedut on them. There are things that you need to clarify. There are things that you need to decide that from now on you're going to be different, and this is it, and you have the power to decide. And you don't need to pray. And prayer is just going to push you down to sadness and frustration and to see your lackings, to see your humility. You're not able to confront that yet, Sarayat. You cannot see all of your lackings today. And the tshuva are going to open your eyes. People are doing deep tshuva and starting to confess and to cry to Hashem on the Rabbanot. And it's all wrong. You're taking on yourself too much and you cannot handle it. It's better to do half an hour thanks and praises to Hashem Yitbarach on something totally else. And it's going to help you a lot more to solve all of your issues. But what's going to be with my tshuva? You think that you're doing tshuva. You forgot that conversation that Rabbeinu said that we cannot do no tshuva at all. Just only Rabbeinu is doing tshuva for us. How can you do tshuva? Tell me, how are you going to do tshuva? You're going to try to do tshuva on your lust and desires. On the spot, you're going to have the same lust and desires like you had when you were sinning. You're going to start remembering your avonot, your sins, your ex-girlfriend, I don't know what. This is it. You cannot do tshuva. You want to be with her again. You want to divorce your wife, and this is it. How can you do tshuva now? So how can you do tshuva on all of your avonot if you're not able to? So you cannot do tshuva. So drop it. And don't worry. Hashem is not angry that you're not able. He yada yitzrenu. He knows your yetzer hara. Yetzer hara, he doesn't have a problem. He doesn't care from which cliff to push it down. He doesn't care if it's going to be the cliff on the right side or the cliff on the left side. He wants you down. So now you're saying, I want to be righteous, I want to do tshuva. He's saying, welcome. 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 There is an amazing cliff. Come, I'll show you the view. Come with me. I'm going to open the way for you. You're going to be the number one. No one ever flies so high like that. You're going to fly from that cliff. You can never imagine. It's all imaginations. We need to listen to Chachamim and to cancel our opinion to their opinion, to throw our wisdoms and to erase everything that we know. You think you know something? You're wrong. Shlomo HaMelech, that he was the most wiser person in the world, he said, "Amarti ech kremah v'yirechoka." I said to myself, I'm going to be wiser, and I realized that it's very far. Every time that you're growing in Avodat Hashem, you need to understand Hashem is infinity. Hashem is endless. Hashem is huge. The Torah is wider than the sea, wider than all of the deserts, wider than all of the bigger than heaven, bigger than everything. Cannot cover all of the Torah, cannot understand Hashem Yitbarach, we're never going to be able. Even in the world to come, even in infinity, when you're going to be a free soul that's been purified totally, you will always going to be a drop of water in the sea of Hashem Yitbarach, sea of infinity. You were always going to be so small. I gave you that example, like we take one drop of water and drop it into the ocean. And now, alright, it's spreading slowly, slowly. You know when it's going to cover the sea? How many years? In few hours, it's going to come to few meters. In few days, it's going to spread on a surface of 1 kilometer, let's say. Years, and we're talking very, very thin, not all of the depths. Few meters squares. Gonna take you infinity to cover infinity. It's gonna take you all of the time that there is to cover all of the space that there is, because it's endless. It means that we will always just gonna grow and grow and grow. And when Rabbeinu is promising to each and every one of us, I'm going to make you to be exactly like that I am, it means that you're going to grow forever. Because really, to achieve the level of Rabbeinu today, it's not an option. It's not an option. First of all, you need to know everything that he learned, and we're not able to do that. And to inherit all of those wisdom that he received from the students of Baal Shem Tov, to be a grandson of Baal Shem Tov, in the house of his parents, Rab Simcha and Marat Feige, Where, how? Cannot. All right, so went down from that illusion. Just Rabbeinu wants us to grow. And when you're growing, you're developing. When you're developing, you're achieving. When you're achieving, you become to be more humble and more humble. And Rav Shalom said after reading the Megillah yesterday morning, he said that when a man is attaching to himself, to the real righteous man, so he's receiving from him greatness. And Rabbeinu is read from Likutei Moharan. And what is that greatness? Humility. Shiflut. And then Rav Shalom started to laugh. He said, how lucky we are that we have Rabbeinu. He's telling you that by connecting yourself to the righteous man, you receive greatness. What is that greatness? Humility. To know that you're zero. To know that you're nothing. This is your greatness. Greatness? Greatness, isn't it to be important, to be rich, to be successful, that everyone's going to listen to you, that you're going to be powerful, that you... No. It's that you're going to remember that you're worthless, that you don't have no powers of your own, that Hashem is reviving you, that every breath that you're taking, it's only kindness of Hashem Yitbarach. This is real greatness. It's against all logic. It's against everything that we learn, each and every one of us. It's against all rules of nature. And Rabbeinu got that power to give you the will to want to be humble against your lusts, against your desires. For that we need to understand, me, I'm a human being. I have my Yetzer Hara. My Yetzer Hara, it's my imaginations. And I am mamash midumyan. I have tons of imaginations all of the time. All of the time, all of the time. More imaginations and more imaginations. And if I'm growing, my Yetzer Hara is growing with me. More and more and more, all of the time. And it will not going to stop. Nothing can stop it. Nothing going to stop it. Just I need to learn how to deal with it. I need to learn how to ignore my bad thoughts and to know always they're just bad thoughts. It's not reality. But what are you going to do in 20 years? In 20 years? Who's going to support you when you're going to be 70? Who promised to you that you're going to wake up tomorrow morning that you have those thoughts about 20 years? And who said that you were not going to be a millionaire in a few years? Who said that you don't have a certain, I don't know what, inherit that's supposed to arrive or something, a treasure you're going to find in your back house? Why are you not worried about that? Why are you not sitting and thinking what I'm going to do when those millions are going to come? Hey, what I'm going to do? I need to plan what I'm going to do when all of those millions are going to come. Why are you not thinking and wasting your time on that? Because it's nonsense. Also to think on your fears and anxieties, it's the same nonsense. What are you wasting your time on? Yetzirah wants to push you to sadness and depression, to push you down from that will to serve Hashem. You're going to say, no, there is no chance. I need to go back to the place that I was. I need to work. I need to do this and that. It's not for me. It's not in my powers to complete my tshuva. And you find all of those proofs that you need from those classes. Even Arav said that we cannot do tshuva even on one sin. And why? I made so many averot. And there is no chance for... You're just playing into the hands of your Yetzirah. You just let that bastard Yetzer Hara, that snake Yetzer Hara, that evil power, that lowest, most evil creature in the world, the one that is killing, the one that is raping, the one that is insulting, the one that is slaughtering, the one that is torturing everyone, women and children, and adult people, and insulting and hurting rabbis, and killing thousands of millions of Jews in the Holocaust, and more millions of gypsies, 50 million people in the Holocaust, Jews and non-Jews and Russian, and killing, erasing the Native Americans, and torturing all of the African, the black people nation, making them to be slaves and killing them and raping them and doing whatever he wants, and in China and killing nations and in all of those places, killing and selling people as slaves. And you are playing into his hands. You're saying to him, oh, what do you want from me? What's my job in your puzzle, in your game? What can I do for you, Yetzer Hara? What can I do for you? Why are you doing that? Why are you not fighting? Why are you letting him beat you? He's trying to convince you to drop your treasures. The good things that you have in your life, he wants them, and you're handing them to him. You're handing everything that you have to him, to the most low and selfish power that there is, that just want to take everything from you and to throw you away empty, to kick you and to laugh at you and then to punish you in the world to come, on your avonot. Why need to play into his hands? Why need to cooperate with him? So we need to put all of our powers not to listen to him, and to listen to the righteous people that are standing and fighting. There was a rabbi, Rabbi Aaron Rata, a huge holy tzaddik. If I'm not wrong, he wrote the book Shomer Emunim, right?
Yes.
He wrote the book Shomer Emunim. While he was writing that book Shomer Emunim, the students heard huge noise from his room. They opened the door, they saw him holding the bed like that, with his hands holding the bed that he's sitting, lying on his bed. And the bed is flying, banging the walls, bah, 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 and he's holding not to fly. Yetzara fought with him, physically. I told you, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich, one day he removed his jacket, his coat that he had, his cloak, and his helper saw scratches from fingernails on his chest, on his back. He said that he was fighting physically with the Samech Mem, with the Sitra Acha, with the devil. The Chozim Milublin being thrown out from the window. Second, third floor. It wasn't a window even. It was a crack like that. It was a shnab. A window in a size that a man cannot go through that window. When the Chozim Milublin still was a student in the house of the Noam Elimelech, the Noam Elimelech told him, one time came to him, hold his hand, took him with him, and told him, we need to pray. We need to pray a lot. Al tashlicheni le'et zikna. Hashem, don't throw me away when I'm going to be old. No one understood what he wants, what he's talking about. But when the Chozim Milublin was old, they decided, him and another two righteous people, to bring Mashiach, and they made huge effort. All of those three righteous people died in the same year. The Chozim Milublin being thrown out from a window, all of his bones were broken. Yetzer Hara, the Rabbi Yehuda Ptaya said that the Yetzer Hara, this is the angel, the biggest angel of them all. He's bigger than Michael, and bigger than Gabriel, than Raphael, than all of the angels. The Malach HaMavet, angel of death, cannot understand his size. And he wants only to ruin. But when you are connecting yourself to real righteous men, no one can touch you. No one can harm you. When you are under the wings of that righteous man, that when Rabbeinu told that also in the Sipurei Maasiyot, when Rabbeinu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu called the soul of Rabbeinu before that he came to this world and told that soul, you need to come down to this world. This is it. It was the tikkun. It was the salvation that Rabbeinu going to come to this world. So suddenly the Yetzer Hara came and told him, if he's going down to this world, I lost my job. I don't have nothing to do. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answered to him and told him, he is going, and you find yourself the advice. Find a solution. But he's going. And then the Yetzer Hara went away and came back after a while with that solution. What? Machloket, Letzanut. He came with an old person. That old person was the one that was arguing with Rabbeinu when Rabbeinu was alive. And he developed the arguments, the Machloket on Rabbeinu. That people are going to laugh from the issue of Breslev. Going to say those are meshugaim, it's not right. And he was inventing stories that they're drinking and that they're, I don't know what, that Rabbeinu, all nonsense that you can hear until today. All of those shtuyot that you can hear until today. That push people from listening for one moment. Hey, what are you talking about? Everyone that is tasting those Torot of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rav Shalom, those simple books, he realized this is the simplest truth of them all. It's so simple. Just I can also serve Hashem. Really, I can also connect myself to Hashem. So easy. What's the problem? The problem is that the Yetzer Hara doesn't want it to happen. And he wants to convince you to drop it. Because if you're not going to drop it, you're going to make it. And if you're just not going to drop it, you're going to make it. And Rabbeinu said, I have the power even to fix mamzerim. Mamzer, this is something that the Torah is writing that you cannot purify. You cannot bring him back into the camp of Am Yisrael. Rabbeinu said, I have it in my power to fix mamzerim also. Even mamzerim Rabbeinu can fix. Even things that the Torah is not revealing, the solution of those things, Rabbeinu is coming from a higher place. Rabbeinu is coming from a higher place. The Sipurim, Sipurei Ma'asiyot Mishanim Kadmoniot of Rabbeinu, that Rabbeinu wrote those stories are coming from an ancient time that it's before of the time of the Torah. And it's written in the book that calls Kochve Or, Rabbi Avraham ben Rav Nachman, that Rabbi Avraham ben Rav Nachman is explaining over there that also the Chumash is an aspect of Sipurei Ma'asiyot Mishanim Kadmoniot. It's ancient stories, and it's an aspect of those stories that revealing the face of Hashem. And the story of Rabbeinu, he's painting it like a spirala. I say spirala.
Spiral.
And he's saying the time, the spiral of time. And he's saying in the beginning, there is no beginning, but back then, before everything, it was all infinity in the beginning. You don't see. And then you see that line, suddenly you see that spiral, and then, in a certain time, you have the Chumash. On the scale of time, you have the Chumash, you have Yetziat Mitzrayim, it happened a few thousand years ago. But before of that, you have the Sipurei Ma'asiyot Mishanim Kadmoniot. Means that the Sipurei Ma'asiyot Mishanim Kadmoniot is revealing itself again. It's the light of Hashem. You can see it first in the Sipurei Ma'asiyot Mishanim Kadmoniot, and then you can see it in the Chumash, and now you can see it in a different way, but all of the time, Hashem Yitzbarach is revealing himself. The stories that Rabbeinu brought to us are stories that are coming from before creation. Before of this world at all. Before Bereshit. Rabbeinu is bringing to us wisdoms that not belong to this world. Rabbeinu's got the power to heal us, to bring us to a place that is higher than the place that we started. Rabbi Avraham ben Rav Nachman is explaining that when a man is going to complete his tshuva, he's gonna achieve his shlemut, completeness to a place. He's gonna achieve a place that is higher than the place that his soul came down from in the beginning. Rabbeinu's got those powers. It's not a secret. It's not a secret anymore. And Rabbeinu is revealing to us all of the ways of the Yetzer Hara, all of his tricks and all of his methods and all of his shitot and everything he's revealing. He told us that he changed the name of the Yetzer Hara. It's not the devil anymore. It's not, I don't know what, black powers. It's not the snake, the ancient snake. Nothing. What is it now? Power of imagination. This is his name. It means that he cannot touch you. Means that he cannot harm you. Means that he cannot damage you. Just he's playing with your free choice. Try to force you to choose in a bad way. That you're going to choose in a bad way. To fail you not to believe in yourself. Not to believe in righteous people. Not to believe in the power of the Torah. Not to believe in the power of the Tefillah. Not to believe in the love of Hashem Yitzbarach. To think bad thoughts of sadness and despair. To be so angry and frustrated from nonsense. From nonsense. People are more than ready to lose all of their lives for nonsense. One for his lust for women, one for money, one for his anger, that he will never gonna forgive that person, and he's gonna show him. You're killing yourself. You're killing yourself. Who's gonna suffer? No. He's fighting for justice. He wants the truth. Stupid. Truth you're going to find, grave you're going to find. No truth. No truth at all. You're not going to find nothing. You're going to find sadness and live like a miserable person, alone, with no friends, with no support, with no love, with no parnasa, with nothing. With your imaginary justice. With your desire for honor and for respect and the people. Nonsense. mentioned break his yetzara. How you're gonna break your yetzara? If you're gonna attach yourself to the righteous people that explain to you how to live your life in a quiet way, in a simple way, to understand that Hashem, He doesn't have no expectations from you. He wants you to enjoy from what that He's offering to you. And you don't have the vessels today to contain all of the bounty of the world. You should have more, few hundreds of prayers, hours of prayers on that. You need to be a lot more humble. So for that, or that you're going to humiliate yourself in the field, or that Hashem is going to help you to humiliate yourself. If you're going to be wise, you're going to humiliate yourself. Every day, remind yourself, who am I, what's my last might, what's my desires, what the nature of my body, where can I take myself if I'm going to cooperate with the Yetzirah, and then I'm going to know that I'm a very low creature that have a very physical, thick body, with all lusts and all of the desires, and also I have a soul, and I'm going to try to connect myself to my soul. And to let the rider run the horses, and not that the horse is gonna drag the rider to wherever they want all of the time. Opens his eyes, see a car, now he needs a car. See a woman, I want to do that. See money, now he have to have that. See iPhones, now he have to change his mobile. Why? Why to live like a jerk? Why? Why to be so stupid that you don't control yourself? Why not to decide? Hey, if I would need to buy iPhone, I would have an iPhone. I would buy it already. If Hashem would think that I need to have a house for my Avodat Hashem, would give me a house. If Hashem would think that I need to complete this and that, He would hand it to me on a silver plate. It's not a problem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you to find your mate, to be a millionaire, to complete your conversion process. It's not a problem. Everything Hashem can give you on the spot, now. Three rabbis gonna enter to the room, gonna take you, gonna complete your process, and this is it, you're a Jew. It's not a problem. You need to find your wife, here she is, she's waiting outside, she's not allowed to enter the yeshiva, and this is it, and you're gonna marry her in the backyard of the yeshiva. We had the chuppah over there 1 year ago. Avreh from the yeshiva, 2 years ago. I didn't have money for ulam, for nothing, no catering, nothing. I brought the cake. He bought his wife. This is it. And we made it. It was a shidduch. This is it. We got married. Oh, you need ulam, and you need 400 guests, and you need food, catering. Why? 10 people in the Rabbanut, it's not enough for you. Why? Because you have Yetzirah. No. What my parents going to say? What my mother going to say? What they going to think? What they going to do? Gonna keep on ruining your life. You're gonna be so old. They're gonna keep on ruining your life like they did until today. They're gonna keep on feeding themselves on your account, on your happiness, on your satisfaction, on your growth, on your understandings, on your hitbodeduyot. Try to tell your father that you cannot meet him because you haven't completed your 1 hour hitbodedu today. Try to tell him, I'm sorry, Father, I have to go to the field, I cannot meet you now. Tell him that, let's see how his face is going to be upside down. What? Am I hurting you? Am I doing something wrong to you, Hashem Chas Shalom? We need to believe in ourselves, and Hashem is going to give us all success. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael.